Hello and welcome to this week's message from Valley Church. Catch up on recent messages and find out what's happening in the life of church by heading to valleychurch.eu or follow us on social media. Enjoy the message.
Hi and a very warm welcome to our Heart for the House 2020 presentation.
Yeah, hi. It is so good to have you with us. We're really excited about what we're going to share today and the year that God has for us.
So if you're one of our live physical gatherings, one of our worship services, it's so good to have you with us. If it's your first time, thanks so much for coming and welcome to everybody online. Today's a very special service. It's when we come together to give towards our future and we share our dreams and our hopes and our plans and all sorts of different things. And we get to do this. It's very exciting for us. You get to listen in and we're believing for incredible things. I'm just going to begin by praying and then we'll get into presentation proper. Father, we thank you so much that you are with us, that you are here speaking to us wherever we are. Father, we ask that you'd bless this time. But Father, more than that, that you would change hearts and lives, inspire us, God, and encourage us. And Father, we pray for any who listen to this in our physical gatherings, in our worship services or online, who don't know you or have drifted far from you. Father, we pray over these next few minutes that you would just reveal yourself to them, that they would know that you are there with them. And Father, we pray that they may respond and say yes to your call of friendship and salvation in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. It really is great to have you with us. Well, church, we know that our call as a church is to make disciples. Matthew 28, verse 19 says to go to make disciples. That's what Jesus says. And that's the call of every single Christian. That's why we're here. That's our mission. But each church has a special part to play. And many years ago, when Michelle and I were thinking and praying about what Valley Church was going to look like, God took us to Psalm 78. And I want to read the first seven verses from Psalm 78 to remind you all about it. So let's turn to Psalm 78. O my people, hear my teaching. Listen to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter hidden things, things from of old. What we have heard and known, what our fathers have told us, we will not hide them from our children. We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, his power, and the wonders he has done. He decreed statutes for Jacob and established the law in Israel, which he commanded our forefathers to teach their children, so the next generation would know them, even the children yet to be born. And they in turn would tell their children. Then they would put their trust in God, would not forget his deeds, but would keep his commands. The call of our church is to reach a new generation. And we term it like this, to create a home, to empower a new generation. And the Son of God came to save all of mankind. And we get the privilege of helping God to do that. And it is incredible that God would trust us with that. And today, we particularly get help to do that by giving of our finances, to input our time and our effort, but to bring our goods, as it were, to God. You know, God was not surprised at what is going on, and he's still at work today. It's no different at all. He knew the virus was coming. He had a plan, and we get to be part of that plan. God is still in the business of inviting people to become his followers. We're still in the business of inviting people to become disciples. And it doesn't matter if those disciples are from rich, prosperous business people. You know, when Jesus called his first disciples, some were fishermen. They were from fishing businesses, and they had staff, and God called them, come follow me, because they need Jesus. Or for those who are poor or needed or broken, they also need Jesus. It says in Matthew 11, let me just read this to you. Matthew 11, verse 24, Jesus said, those who are burdened, who have really, you know, pressed down, they are still welcome. It says this, Matthew 11, verse 28. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. God knew all this was coming. He's still in the business of making disciples, and we get the privilege of joining in that work with him.
Yeah, as Ed said, you know, God is not surprised by what is happening. And, you know, there's all sorts of stories throughout the Bible of people that were dispersed for so many reasons, and things that were perhaps comfortable became uncomfortable. You know, you can go back into Genesis and hear the story of the Tower of Babel, where the people, actually their languages were confused. And so, you know, suddenly they couldn't even talk to each other. But then if you go to the New Testament, then you'll also read stories of around persecution where the disciples had to be dispersed and they ended up, you know, all over the world, which is why we have the gospel ourselves now. It's why we're Christians, why we actually know the good news of Jesus. And, you know, as a church, we were pretty comfortable having our Sunday services. You know, we did it pretty well. We had a great worship team. You know, we just loved to welcome people and it was fantastic. We'd love Sundays. It was like coming home every week. But then COVID came and we got a little bit uncomfortable. And through our uncomfortableness, you know, God actually is giving us new opportunities. In the same way that he gave new opportunities to people in the Bible, he's giving us the new opportunities to take the love of God out from, you know, our church, but into the workplace, into our community, into our families and into our neighborhoods. And we just want to use this opportunity well and just to be the voice and the hands of Jesus wherever we go.
So we believe that God knew this was coming. We believe that this is going to create amazing opportunities online in new and fresh ways, smaller gatherings in different places. But we believe that God is going to use this time to actually help people put their trust in him for the first time and help them be transformed, healed, restored, envisioned, whatever they need, that they'll get that hope back in their lives. And that's what we're going to invest in. That's what we're going to talk about for the rest of this time. But before I do that, we just want to talk a little bit about what happened last year.
So in this season, it may have been more challenging for us not being able to be in a physical place in church, but actually there's a whole group of people, particularly in the Northeast, who have absolutely loved all that we've done online. And for them, this has been such an incredible season of being back connected in a lot stronger than they were before. We've also, in this last year, taken trips to India and to Brazil to invest in the world because we do have a heart for the world. We've had services in the north of Preston, just interest nights to start off with, and we've been investing in our buildings. We've been paying off our coffee shop loan still, and we also started a partnership with Hope for Justice where we've been investing on a monthly basis into the work to prevent trafficking and help educate people about what is going on around our world. As well as all of these things, COVID gave us the opportunity to make a difference in our community, and a whole host of people were getting on board making face masks and face shields, and people gave into just really being a blessing to those around us. And so, you know, in this season, this year of, you know, difference and change, we have been taking new opportunities and strides forward.
Well, we've loved what's happened over the last few months, despite circumstances. And we know for some of you, this is not the most interesting or the most easiest of seasons. But, you know, God has something special for you in your future. God has something that he's just preparing for you right now. And we want to walk together as a church into that, making the most of now, making the most of, you know, new things that might come up and getting ready for, you know, when this is all is over and the virus is gone and we can meet together properly. We want to get ready for that season as well. And that's what this Harvest House is all about. And we're now going to just... some leaders from different areas, different ministries are going to share. We're going to kick off with some of the service leaders, service pastors.
All right. Well, hey, thanks everyone for joining. Great to see you all. We have here some of our physical location hosts and some service pastors. And we also have our online hosts in Dave and Catherine as well, who've been hosting us at Church Online recently. And Heart for the House, this year we are talking a little bit about some of the ways Heart for the House has released ministry in our physical gatherings and church online, mm-hmm. and what we're believing to use it for going forwards into the future as well. So Jack and Claire, obviously our 4:30 p.m. service pastors when we've had a physical service, but also gathering hosts of our 4:30 p.m. service and our morning gathering in Chorley as well. So talk to us a little bit about some of your thoughts with South Preston especially.
Yeah, so we're really, really excited about the foyer, Dave.
The foyer!
You nearly took me out.
Yay!
I've had the privilege and the blessing of working in that room for many years now. And yeah, we're really excited about the potential opportunity of bringing it up to date a little bit and making it look really nice and getting some proper speakers in there.
You don't get a second opportunity at a first impression.
That's the
first thing people see, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's really important to have that space as good as it possibly can be to give people the best first impression we possibly can.
Yeah, especially now that we've got the coffee shop as well. I think having that kind of, you know, we know that we provide this amazing entrance for people. They walk into the coffee shop and they're like, wow, what is this place? And you know what? Often in the week, they walk through to reception to ask, they're like, what goes on here? I'm like, I wish it looked as good in here as it does in the coffee shop, because it does look stunning in there. So yeah, we really want to create that stunning welcome, that amazing first impression. We want people to walk away feeling wowed, feeling like they've been to a place that they really want to go back to and they really want to take friends back to as well.
Yeah.
So Dave and Kat, you've been hosting our church online for a while and doing an amazing job.
Thank you.
Everyone loves your intros and outros.
Gotta keep up the standard now. That's the pressure. We've got loads of pressure now.
You gotta keep finding a new level each week. From your perspective, you're serving people online. There's a whole community online, and we know that we want people back in the building, but we also know that there are some people that will only ever be able to be reached online, at least initially.
Mm-hmm.
What can we do with Heart for the House to serve them, to make sure that church online is an awesome experience going forward?
Well, I think firstly, I mean, it's amazing that, you know, all the previous Heart for House offerings that we've had have paid for a lot of the stuff we do now already, which is really cool. But it's really nice to have excellent quality, especially the worship, music, sound, audio. I think is really, really important when you're watching at home. People's standards now are like Netflix and things like that, which is all in nice 4K and surround sound. So obviously we can't maybe get to that point, but we can get to something that's really, really good. And I think what would be really cool would be in the future to be able to stream like live worship, as well as a spoken message and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't know if people know, but to stream live worship is a big job, and we've got some decent equipment at church, but we need a bunch of other equipment to be able to do that properly. So we need a separate desk, you know, for the room, but a separate desk for the streaming at home, which needs somebody else to operate it. So it's a lot more equipment involved to lift those standards.
I think so. I mean, it's just like you said, it's almost like a shop window for church in terms of, you know, people can click in and have a quick look, and they can dip in and is it for them, is it not for them? But I think, you know, if we can give the highest quality like we do with our services, wherever we are, we want to bring our absolute best. And I think to be able to bring our absolute best online is just as important for people to go, man, you know, quality and giving our best is so important to this church that actually we want to see more of it. So I think, you know, for us, it's just being able to give our absolute best and reflect who we are as a church online to the wider community and almost, you know, other countries as well. It's exciting.
Excellence places, you know, shows people where your value is, right?
Absolutely.
Excellence honors God because we're giving him our best, as you said, but it also shows everyone else where our value is.
So
if they turn up to a shoddy foyer, if they turn up to a shoddy church online presentation, they go, well, do you guys really value what you're
absolutely 100%.
Yeah. The impact of all these things is about people.
Yeah.
Chris and I lead in the Lancaster service and all the stuff we're doing up there. We've already had three families, groups of people.
More than three
who've joined because of online church.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Because of the connection it's made to them, because God's spoken to them through it, because there's been a moment in worship that they've been had an encounter with God, and it's changed people's lives already. So why wouldn't we want to do more of that? Why wouldn't we invest more in technology and platforms that help connect people? Because that's what we're all about. Mm-hmm. And when people log on, you want to make that as easy as possible. And that's why all the excellence and the, you know, these things cost thousands of pounds, don't they, to do it really well. And you know, but if you invest in that, lives get changed because they can connect with a moment in the service or a message or whatever it means. So we had lunch with someone recently who was really powerfully impacted by the online church stuff. So, and who are part of Valley started coming to the physical gathering. You know,
first to sign up.
But
because of what they saw online. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah,
awesome. It's an indicator how we look after people as well. You know, if they go, oh, wow, they really put time and effort into this, you know, that it's an indicator of how we're going to treat people as well. So I think it's very important. Yeah.
Phil and Eilish, obviously, we've been talking about North Preston for a little while now in our church.
And we've taken the opportunity to launch. It's gone, had a few weeks. It's going amazing. Tell us a little bit about it and what you're believing for in the future with Heart for the House and how it can release you in North Preston.
Yeah, I guess just first of all, thank you for believing in North Preston. You know, like there, if you don't know, there are thousands of new houses going up around there. We're just really excited that God's putting people in our path and there's people to be reached. And we're totally believing that taking a step of faith there, we're going to see God's kingdom grow like never before. You know, like we're really excited, like Dave was saying before, that we can bring excellence to a new part of the country. Well, we're just, and obviously like Corona hit as we were starting to launch, but you know, God's faithful and he's just provided opportunities for us to go and have physical gatherings over there, and we're seeing faces turning up every week, and it's just a really awesome opportunity to come and connect and worship again.
So. Yeah, I think it's so exciting when you look a year ago, we were talking about starting North Preston. We look now, we started North Preston, sign-ups are full, people are excited, people are having lives transformed by coming back into the room and experiencing that worship as a community in North Preston. You know, what could happen in a year's time with this Heart for the House offering? You know, who could be changed forever by just coming back into the room, you know, coming to North Preston, finding a community, finding friends, but most importantly, finding a faith, finding Jesus in that moment. I think that's what's so exciting about all the Heart for the House offerings in North Preston and for the whole church. It's, you know, it's an incredible opportunity to just see people transformed. It's just so exciting that you see where we've come and where we're going to go now.
Yeah, and that's it. Like Phil was saying, last year it was just a dream, you know, where we'd like to see if there is something, and now it's a reality. And it's like, I just think that Heart for the House is a really cool place for things to be dreamt, and then seeing God work powerfully through it. So yeah, we're just really excited for what he's going to do this year.
Come on.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. And Andrew George and Christy Elaine, Lancaster pastors, are always big dreamers. What's in store? What's God got in the future for us up there? And how's Heart for the House going to release it?
He's got revival for us.
There's
just so much more. I mean, I love Phil and Eilish's excitement because 3.5 years ago that was us, and you know how many years down the line and lives changed, families and all the rest of it. It's just been so exciting, but there's always so much more.
And like every Heart for the House, we stand in front of our growing family in Lancaster and we get the chance to go, we're here because of faithful people that have gone before.
Awesome.
Faithful people that have gone before. And so I love you just said, Phil and Eilish, about your excitement about where we could be in a year's time because of the generosity of people today. And you know, we stood up at the beginning of the year, we'd have that fun green screen video at Vision Sunday, if people remember that. And we talked about a venue and a bigger venue for Lancaster. And we're still believing for that venue. And, you know, we've been talking about it for a while now. We've not found the right place yet, but we've found places that look like they might be the right place. So we've come close to it, but actually later on we've gone, it's a really good thing that we didn't get that place.
Yeah.
Know that, you know, that God has somewhere for us and it's going to be in his timing and it's going to be the right building is there for us. The right house is there for us, waiting for us to make it a home for people. Especially those, you know, the new people that just joined during lockdown and their families and their friends and their colleagues, like God has a building for us. And we're just excited to keep looking and for when that moment comes where we find it and we go, come on church, it's time to move house, not home, but you know, it's time to move house.
It is. Yeah, we planted a flag there, but it's just in one sense it feels like we're still pioneering. Yes, we've done, you know, really cool things have happened and miracles and lots of people got saved and so on. But there's so much more of that, and it feels like when we get the building that we're believing for, you know, there's a holy frustration there of prayer and giving and faithfulness seeking after this. That you know, it's like you're building a homestead, and we're just going to expand and grow from there. But on top of that, we're believing for, you know, expanding further as well. We have people driving from 40, 50 minutes away up in Ingleton, West Yorkshire, and you know, further north as well, up into Arnside and Silverdale. And you know, we're thinking the next step, like location wise. I mean, at the moment with physical gatherings, we've got meeting in Carnforth, and we're just looking at another one as well, further north. But we're thinking, where do we go next? Because God's drawing people and we're reaching people, and And people who've been out of church for a long time or never been in church are finding Christ. So we're looking towards the next kind of venue or the next hiring, the next step as well. So that's what Heart for the House will be going towards over this next year.
I just love their passion for church and for creating excellent spaces. And actually, I can't wait for some of these spaces to be produced. You know, I'm dreaming of bringing a friend of them going, wow, as they walk through into a venue, whatever venue they are, because we've really thought about it and made it incredible. We're also investing in our coffee shop here in South Preston. We're going to create a decking area outside and create some more spaces so people can sit. COVID secure at the moment, but long-term, great spaces so that we can really enjoy ourselves. But there's lots of other things going on as well.
Yeah, one of the things that has been the most shared on Facebook from our church actually has been the worship. And it has been phenomenal to see just the songs being put together and different people taking part. And the incredible thing is it's been shared not only through church, but wider and, you know, to friends and family who wouldn't normally come into church. And we have an incredible set of ministry leaders and area leaders who look after all the different departments in church. And, you know, we've got so much passion for taking each of these ministries on. So let's find out a little bit more.
Hey guys, we're Hannah and Andy. We lead Wildfire, our youth program here at Valley Church. We have had such a cool season. We've been doing Wildfire online. I'm sure lots of you guys have seen it. You've checked out some of the highlights, all that sort of stuff. But we want to take it to the next level, and Heart for the House can help. How can it help, Han?
It can. Well, the next level for us is getting our young people back in person. This is so important for them. That relationship building, that smile on the door, that worshipping together, it is vital. And Heart for the House, yeah, definitely, can help with all the practicals to go towards that. Venues, resource costs. So, yeah, this year's Heart for the House is going to make a huge impact to our young people as we start our new venture, Wildfire Watch.
Awesome.
Here in Valley Kids, our Pebbles Ministry, which is our younger children, is growing all the time. Exhibit A. So we would love to invest in something really fun for them, like musical instruments. Yeah, maybe not a didgeridoo, but definitely things like drums or triangles. And they'll have a great time playing with them. A kids ministry isn't a kids ministry without good old-fashioned fun and creativity. So we would love to get things like messy play t-shirts or aprons so that the kids can have a great time painting, getting creative, getting messy, and it's not going to go all over their lovely Sunday best clothes. And we'd also love to get things like water guns, Nerf guns, a giant paddling pool for the summertime to go along with the bouncy castle, and also things like giant garden games, just things that are going to make the ministry even more fun than it already is. So that our kids and your kids can have a fantastic time every Sunday.
Here in Valley Kids, worship is super important and a really important part of our programme. So I'm here in South Preston in our downstairs kids auditorium. As you can see, we've got cool lighting, we've got a screen and projector and speakers. We really want the same resources for our Lancaster Kids Work and for our upstairs auditorium here, where our younger children go to worship as well. One other thing we would love to do for worship is invest in some staging, because pretty soon we've got a kids band starting up. How awesome is that?
One of the other things we're really believing to do with this year's Heart for the House is to record an EP next year in 2021. We've got songs already being written, but we're believing to record four or five of our homegrown songs that our own worship leaders and team have been writing, to really create something that does express the sound of our house, the worship of our house, to anyone and everyone who will listen. So to hear a little bit more about songwriting and what's happening behind the scenes, here's Benny.
Really good. Yeah, we've got four really decent songs, demos sorted, which is great. And and we're still writing, and things are going great.
Yeah.
One thing for me, coming back into church, the physical gatherings, I stood in the worship and everything was quiet other than the music playing. And I kind of felt God say to me that the church can't be silent, which I think fits in so well with what we have as a church, that Pastor Ed and Michelle's vision is that there's a sound of the house and it's going to echo out, and I believe that that's what this project's going to be all about.
I just love what we are doing as a church in all ministry areas, and I love the passion that we have and our leaders have in taking the vision and making it plain. And I just love the fact that baby Micah was in the house of God, you know, as soon as Ben and Mel could bring him, that he was here, and we're excited to see him grow up and all the impact we're making for all of our children.
We do. I do love all those different ministries. And, you know, we love people. God calls us to love people, and we love to love people. And We have all sorts of different ministries, both locally and internationally, that help us do that and also help us to share the love of Jesus with them, with the passion, yes, to help them practically, but also with a passion to introduce them to Jesus. There's no greater gift that any one of us can give us than the name of Jesus and the salvation that he offers each individual.
Shell, you and Ed have mentioned already a little bit about what People Matter has helped us to do this year, particularly with the whole COVID crisis and responding to that. But could you tell us maybe a story of someone who has been impacted in that and through what we've done?
Yeah, absolutely. But first, just to say massive thank you to everybody, I think, for just contributing in this season, because it was such a surprise. You know, COVID kind of came at us. It was very unexpected. And I think the church have been amazing at responding. So first of all, just a massive thank you to everybody for just giving and just getting stuck in really wherever you can. So thank you. So the story that springs to mind is really Doug and Sam Heke, who are two people in our church that are just phenomenal people and have such servant hearts. And Doug works in the X-ray department at the hospital, the local hospital. And obviously there was a lot of things going towards A&E, and there was a lot of people giving in towards that. But they would get potential COVID patients going in for chest x-rays, and they didn't have all the right gear, and you know, the people didn't, I guess, know so much about what they did rather than A&E. And just being as a church, be able to bless them in a few ways, really. We just sent a whole load of goodies there to them so that they could just know that people appreciated who they are and what they're doing, you know, and then be able to start supplying some of the plastic face shields that some of our guys put together and Ed made the plastic for. And I think it was just incredible to see the pictures coming out of it and the stories of how the staff had appreciated it and been blown away by, you know, some people in the church that just wanted to say thank you.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, we've all got people in our lives that we can love and that we can bless. So, Shell, what are our hopes for the next year in terms of particularly our local initiatives and things that people can get involved with or get excited about in terms of our giving for Heart for the House? What are we believing for this year?
Yeah, well, locally, I mean, before lockdown, we had a plan to get some groups up and running in the coffee shop, one of which was just called a Chatty Tables, where you could just come and go into the coffee shop and just hang out with someone. If you were lonely, just find someone to talk to. So obviously we'd love to get that up and running, you know, as well as other things within the coffee shop as well. But I think for those kind of things, we're not totally sure what that might look like after COVID. So I think we're just playing that one a little bit by ear. We have a big give that will come up around Christmas time, and the team are meeting on Friday to finalise that. So after that meeting, more information will come out about that as well. And then the Tough Mudder that we postponed as well this last year, hopefully there'll be something like that that will come up again.
Amazing. So basically what you're saying, Shell, is that we all need to use this time to get really fit and healthy for when we do all sign up.
Absolutely.
Yeah? Okay. Well, Josh and Jace, alongside Shell, you've been on mission trips in the past. So kind of shifting our attention now to more our global partnerships. I know, Josh, you've been to Brazil with our partnership with Compassion, and Jace, you've been to India with our partnership with Vision Rescue. So can you just tell us a little bit about what impacted you most when you were on those trips?
So a couple of things that impacted me the most were we went on the first project, we went and there was like hundreds of kids like celebrating that there's a Compassion trip arriving to visit them. And everyone was crying, and it was just an incredible little moment, because no one expected that kind of welcome. We were treated like absolute royalty. And through that, I think just seeing the kids and the helpers' passion for Jesus and seeing the passion for the kids, that really impacted me. And also listening to all the pastors and leaders talking about Jesus, and that like God is the same wherever you are in the world, and he will impact every single person. So that really got me. And then visiting my compassion child, Larissa, that was probably my favorite part of it all, because you don't really know who they are properly, even if you are writing to them, until you meet them face to face, and you get to have a taste of who they are and their family and their background, and you just fall in love with them all over again. So yeah, it really fires you up, and that was my favourite part, getting to know Larissa.
Awesome, thanks Josh. What about you, Jade?
Yeah, so I think, you know, when I've been to India a few times on the mission trip, and, you know, we are called to empower a new generation, and that's not just locally, but globally. And I think I'll never forget the smell and the feeling of being stood on one of the world's biggest slums in Mumbai, that's probably about the size of Preston, and seeing the young children being impacted by the work of Vision Rescue. There's two key things really that we often take for granted. One is being fed, and the other is education. And I think those are the two key areas that they are involved with in particular. And if you can empower that new generation to get an education and to be healthy and fed along the way, then they have the opportunity later in life to get into work away from the slums. I mean, the slums are, you would think, are just, you know, a dumping ground, but that dumping ground is actually a hive of industry. Different parts of the slum deal with recycling of plastics and fabrics and all these sorts of things, and the children are put to work, really, because that is often the only income that a family can generate. But actually giving the opportunity for children to have some education and get into the what is a reasonably good education system can empower them in life, and that really is where so much impact can happen generationally, not just at an individual level. And that's really what strikes me, being a father with four children, you know, imagining my children growing up without the things that we take for granted is really challenging, and helps me to sort of look wider as to how we can impact the generations to come around the world, not just here in Preston in the UK.
Yeah, that's awesome. And through Heart for the House, we have an incredible opportunity to continue that partnership with God of going, my God, well, what have you got for us next in terms of People Matter and our global impact? So, Shell, what does that look like? What are we believing for the next year?
Yeah, well, with COVID, a lot of the trips were delayed. And so what we want to do is we want to then next year, the Chile trip that should have gone this year, which is partnering with another Free Methodist Church in Chile, and having the opportunity to go out and see some of the projects and help out at some of the projects that they're involved with over there. So that's really the first thing that will come off. I've mentioned the Tough Mudder already, so we want to be sowing back into Hope for Justice. Actually, we have over COVID, people have given them after we stopped doing the face masks because there wasn't the same need to do them for free. We actually started sending money out to our partners. And so what we've been able to do is actually continue to be a blessing even through this season because of people giving, you know, what we've been able to do is actually pass that money on where the need has been greatest. So places like Brazil, you know, obviously there's such a need normally, but then you and India, you know, you put the extra impact of COVID on and it's been a lot bigger. So being able to pass out finance so that they can provide food and parcels to the children. So it would be amazing to, you know, continue doing that a little bit as well, even in this meantime where perhaps we can't visit, we can still continue to be a blessing to our projects, you know, and to, you know, the Vision Rescue team as well. So it'd be great to keep doing that. And as a church, we've committed to giving 10% of our giving. So the money that is given, you know, we do have a heart for the world. And so we want to be able to give, pass on that finance through one way or another, either by helping to finance, you know, some of the trips or just being able to send the money or wherever the need is greatest, really, that is our heart.
I love the heart and the passion of the guys that you just shared. I love the fact that we get to love on so many people in so many different ways. The children abroad, as we really truly transform their lives and families' lives. We get to share Jesus in so many different circumstances. Do you know the greatest gift that anyone can give us is the name of Jesus? If they can find him, he can heal and restore them and totally and utterly change their lives. And you know, as we're giving, we often think, you know, we're giving something. And we are, it's true, whether visiting or giving money or whatever we're doing. But actually, when we begin to love other people and give, God does something in our hearts. I remember the first time that I walked in the slums in Mumbai in India, and God did something inside me. He revealed something of his heart to me, which has stayed with me forevermore. So they're just incredible things to be part of.
They really are. And we love going out to different countries, but you know, as a church, there's so many other things that we've been wanting to do this year that we've put off because of COVID. And we also believe that God has more for us as a church in the UK, in Preston, in Lancaster, in, you know, in the Northeast. We know that God is working over here, and we just want to say to you that we are believing that some of the things that we have put to one side for this season will come to fruition. And so, you know, we talked about the year of parties at the beginning of the year, and we know that this hasn't been a year where we've been able to get together and have parties. Sure, we've had some online ones, but we also are looking forward to the season where we can actually gather together again properly, and we can have a year of parties. We're looking forward to Sisterhood Conference. We're looking forward to the big weekend, and we're looking forward to Valley Conference and so much more, bonfires and Christmas parties, and just really going to town on celebrating who God is.
Yeah, this season will finish. There is light, there is hope very, very soon for each one of us. You know, I know that you love to do the ministry that God has called you to do. You love to see transformed lives, and in this season, God is doing it. As we come to the end of this, we want to say that this Heart of the House is about helping all of us to walk into that future that God has for us. And there's a story, wherever you are, there's a story right now of some ways that God has changed and impacted some of us.
I'm Leanne.
I'm Alan.
We both live in South Shields. About 10 years ago, actually. When I first met Emma, she was commuting regularly between the North East and Preston, doing a lot of church building and planting, rather than building. And so I'd heard about Valley then. Then I had a few health problems at the time. My faith really wavered then. So I was really unsettled at church. I just mentioned about Wildfire for Ziva. It was accidental, actually, that we found online church. The first one I ever watched was the 13th anniversary, and it just looked so much fun. And then came back and thought, we'll see what it's like next week. The preaching is just another level. And I joined the Keys to Freedom group soon after, and Alpha, and everybody was so welcoming and friendly. Never met people in real life. We felt as if we knew them. We just felt as if it was like meeting old friends. Felt instantly at home. And Ziva's really enjoying Wildfire and Ignite. So it's really good to have her back in church.
Bit like Leanne, I sit and watch it, see what it's like, and then I just built up from there. And like I say, I've joined in with a creative team, and it just went from strength to strength.
I know we really look forward to every Sunday. Hopefully, we'll manage to get across the Pennines again.
But I'm really looking forward to when we can have actual physical gatherings in the Northeast.
I met Joe and Pete for the first time a couple of weeks ago. And again, we felt as if we knew them. Joe and I have got so much in common. We had quite a laugh about that. The Connect groups have been really, really supportive as well. My faith is much better. I've struggled with that a bit. So excited about seeing everybody online and the chats. It sounds sort of cliched, but it is like being another family, even though we haven't met most of the people yet in person. As if we've been here far longer.
It's like putting on a pair of comfortable slippers. Everybody's just friendly.
I can't believe that a few months ago, there's no way you would have got me doing this.
You do realise that I'm usually behind the camera and not in front of it.
So we're really looking forward to this Heart for the House this weekend. It's our first one, and we're just so excited to see how the next year is going to change.
Well, I hope you loved hearing those stories. I always love hearing stories of the way that God has transformed and affected and impacting lives. And it's such a wonderful, wonderful thing to hear. Know that God could do something in your life. Well, we're all going to have in a few moments chance to respond to what we've heard, what we've said, what God's been stirring in our hearts. But I just wanted to finish with a word really of challenge, a word of thinking. You know, we're on a mission. God has got awesome plans for us. We get to spend a long time in eternity and not that long on earth. You know, Job, in Job chapter 1, verse 21, says this, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall depart." And the writer of Ecclesiastes in chapter 5, verse 15 says this, "Naked a man comes from his mother's womb, and as he comes, so he will depart." You know, we have a few limited years on this amazing planet that God has made for us called Earth. And we come with little and leave with little. But in between, we can do incredible things. And at Half the House and sometimes in our Vision Sundays, I always spend a moment just to ask myself the question, how is my heart? How is my focus on what God has asked me to do in my life? And in these next few moments, as we come to the response, I want to ask you the same question that I'm going to ask myself as I listen and watch this. How is my heart? How is my passion for the church? How is my passion for God's kingdom, for fulfilling the mission that he has given me, he's given us to fulfill? Yes, we're thinking about how much money we're going to give. And, you know, Michelle and I, we will have sat down before Sunday and talked and prayed, but we're still open. Well, has God called us to do something different? And we will ask that question, because we will ask ourselves, how is our heart? Are we in the right place before God? And I want to ask you that. Remember that God gives us our energy and our passions, our lives, our goods, everything we have for a season temporarily. He kind of lends these things to us, and then he watches what are we going to do with them? Are we going to do something amazing with them? Are we going to be selfish with them? Are we going to bless other people with them? And, you know, we always come and want to encourage you to come and think, you know, God has given these things in my hands, in our family's hands, to bless his church and bless his kingdom and help other people, you know, find him and find hope and be restored and find healing. So I am literally going to hand over now with this question in mind. How is your heart for the house of God, for the bride of Christ?
Thanks for listening. We hope you've enjoyed this message. If you've been impacted by it and would like to respond by choosing to follow Jesus, we'd love to help you to do that. One of our pastors would love to be in touch with you. Why not email response@valleychurch.eu or head to valleychurch.eu/next-steps to discover more. We're so excited for your future. Be blessed.